If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I invite you to turn in them to the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, and we'll begin in verse 38 and read down through the end of the, not verse 38, verse 18. Perhaps I need glasses for Christmas. Verse 18, and we're going to read down through verse 25. Matthew chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Pray with me. God, we thank you for the gift of the Scripture. And God, we thank you that you long to be near us and to be with us. And so we offer ourselves to you, and we ask that you would open up our hearts to your Holy Spirit. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher. And we invite you to work in us, to transform us, to reproduce in us the character of Jesus, so that more and more who he is visible in who we are. And we pray all these things, God, in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. Well, imagine that you are Joseph, and imagine that you are looking forward to being married, that you are looking forward to starting life with Mary and creating a family and beginning your life together. And then suddenly you find out that Mary is pregnant, that things are starting a little early. Things are starting in a way that you didn't expect. Things are starting in a way that is, in fact, scandalous and heartbreaking for you, because you trust Mary and you love Mary and you want good things for your life with her and for your life together. Imagine how Joseph must have felt. And then you have this dream, and an angel of the Lord comes to you and speaks to you in the dream and starts off saying those things that the angel always says, right? Do not be afraid. Imagine how terrified Joseph must have been. Imagine how afraid the circumstances must have made him. And we talked last week, but I want you to still be thinking, what are the things that are making you afraid in these days? What are the things that are causing you anxiety? It's right and it's good to bring those things to God and to say, God, this is more than I know what to do with. This is more than I know how to handle. I want to trust you with this fear of mine. I want to trust you with this anxiety of mine. And so the angel comes to Joseph and says these incredible, surprising words. Don't be afraid. Mary hasn't betrayed your love for her. Mary hasn't been doing anything wrong. This child that is in her is God's gift, is there because of the power of the Holy Spirit overshadowing her. And so you don't need to be afraid. You can take her home. You can love her as your wife. You can have this child to raise as your own, to know that he is going to be the one who saves God's people from their sins. So you need to call him Jesus. What kind of man gets entrusted with raising a king? Joseph is kind. He's loving. He's faithful. He's a man of deep faith. He's a man of compassion. We read in the scriptures that when he thought that this child of Mary's was somehow illegitimate, he didn't focus on retribution. He focused on compassion. He focused on how he could care for Mary in that moment and love her and be understanding toward her and protect her. And I want to invite you. There are times when people hurt us, and there are times, especially during this holiday season, sometimes we're with our families, and sometimes it seems like we store up bad feelings through the year, and then when we get together at the holiday time and we see our families, that's an occasion for us to kind of let those negative feelings out, and so we tend to fight with our families, and we tend to get into disagreements with them, and so you come to a holiday gathering, and it seems like there's a lot of tension kind of just there under the surface. I invite you, as we look at Joseph, as we look at someone who had a heart of compassion, be compassionate to the people that you're going to be around in these next few days, and know that you don't know everything that's going on in their lives. You don't know everything that they're carrying. You don't know everything that is a burden to them. And so move toward them with love and with grace and with compassion and with forgiveness. And that's hard to do, but if you ask God to help you do that, God will empower you to do that. God will enable you to do that. And so what would it be like if there were an outbreak of compassion at your family gathering this Christmas? What would it be like if there was an outbreak of kindness at your holiday gathering? And so I just invite you to let Jesus work in that way in your family this year. Sometimes it's easy for us to be compassionate toward people that we don't know well, but it's difficult for us to be kind and loving toward those who are closest to us. So what kind of a king is it that Joseph is entrusted with raising? The angel says to Joseph, give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. We need saving, don't we? We need saving. We need rescuing. Not just from our circumstances, like illness or relational problems or financial crises, but also we need to be saved from our efforts to run our own lives, to direct our own destinies, because the truth is we're not very good at it, are we? Because when we try to run our own lives apart from God, when we try to chart our own direction, then we get into trouble, and we bring to ourselves and we bring to others misery, because we are trying to direct our own lives rather than following God, rather than trusting in God's direction for us. The prophet Isaiah says that we're like sheep, that we've all wandered off, that we've all gone to our own way, that we've all sought our own direction in life. And Jesus comes to rescue us from that and to deliver us from that, to deliver us from trying to sail our own ship through the tortuous waters of life. And so I invite you in this season just to own before Jesus that you need saving, that you're not able to do for yourself, that there are things that you need God for. There are things that only God can do in your life, and to open your life up to that, to open your life up to the presence of Jesus through the Holy Spirit, just to say, Lord, all that I am, the good stuff and the bad stuff, the stuff that I have together, the stuff that is coming apart at the edges, I give it all to you. And I want you to be in control. I want you to have your way in my life. What kind of a Savior is Jesus? What kind of a Savior is Jesus? In Jesus, God comes to be with us permanently and irrevocably. God longs to be near to you. God longs to love you and to have you respond to God's love. In every circumstance of life, no matter what, Paul writes in the book of Romans, and he says that there's nothing in life that can separate us from the love of God. Hardship can't do it. Adversity can't do it. None of the things that we would picture as creating a distance between us and God, none of those things separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And so God comes to us in the person of Jesus and says, I want to be with you. I want to love you. I want to dwell in you. I want to make my home in your life. And so I invite you just to open up your heart to God in Jesus and say, yes, Lord Jesus, come and be at home in my life. I've been waiting for you. And your love is like nothing else in your life, in my life. Your love is life to me, and so I want to trust you with everything that I am. One of my favorite promises in Scripture is in Hebrews chapter 13. And the writer says, in the voice of God, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And then goes on to say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So this Christmas, as we worship, as we celebrate, what's going on in your life that you need God to be near to you? What's happening in your life that you need God to draw near to you and to fill you with God's presence? Where do you need God to be present in your life in this moment? And I just invite you to open your heart and your life to God, to say, come and fill me, come and be God with me, come and be Emmanuel, Jesus, in my life, because I need you. Amen.